translation. Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very near him, "My dear son, Lord Narsimhadeva is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease the Lord."
Prahladam Priyasayamasa Brahma Vastitamantiri Tata Prasamayukhehi Napitre Kavidam Prabho. So, Nrisimhadev was very, very angry. Now, the eighth class of men who do not know what is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will say, why God should become angry? The God, why He should not be angry? God must have everything. Otherwise, how is God complete, purna? The anger is also another quality of living symptom. The stone does not become angry because it's stone. But any living being, he becomes angry. That is a quality. Why God should not be angry? They imagine God. Not they have got any actual conception of God. They imagine God must be like this, God must be non-violent, God must be very peaceful. Why? Where from the anger comes? It comes from God. Otherwise, there is no existence of anger. Everything is there. Dharmadrasajata. That is the definition of Brahma. Whatever we have got in experience and whatever we haven't got in experience, we haven't got everything in experience. Let's talk about Nrisimhadev. It is said Lakshmi also had no experience that the Lord can become half lion, half man in Lakshmi. For to speak of others, Lakshmi, she is constant companion of the Lord. So, it is said, Ashuta, Adrishtya, 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 Ashuta, Purvartya. She became afraid. Because she also never saw such gigantic form and half lion, half man. God has so many forms. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Arantarupam, Anantarupam, still Advaita. So, in the Bhagavad it is said that God's incarnation are exactly like the waves of the river or the sea. Nobody can count. You'll be tired if you want to count the number of waves. It is impossible. So, God's incarnations are as many as there are waves. You cannot count the waves, therefore you cannot understand how many incarnations He has got. Even Lakshmi, even Anantadev, they have got. So, our experience very limited. Why should we say that God cannot have these, God cannot have like that. This is godless. The exception, they say, even in our so-called Vedic, the Arya Samaji, they assert that God cannot take incarnation. Why? If God is all-powerful, then why He shall not be able to accept incarnation? Therefore, we should not take lessons of God from these rascals. We should take lessons of God from Shastra, from Guru, and from Sadhu, one who has seen God, Tatta Darshina, Tadvidhi, Panipatena, Paribhusnena, Sevaya. Vodakshanti Tadgyanam. Tadgyanam means spiritual knowledge. Tadvijnanam. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacche samitpani sotriyam brahmanishtham. So tadvijnanam you cannot imagine, speculate. That is not possible. You have to learn it from a person who is tatta darshan, who has seen God. Even by seeing, you cannot, that's why Lakshmi Devi, she is seeing every moment, constant, even she does not know. Asuta purva, adrishtya asuta purva. So, whatever we see, or we do not see, everything is there. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Krishna. Whatever you see, whatever you experience, I am the origin of everything. So anger must be there. How you can say, God should not be angry, God should not be like this, God should not know? That is inexperience. So, Brahma, Lord Brahma, He is supposed to be the first living being within this universe. Lakshmi became afraid. Brahma also became very afraid. Therefore, Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj that you go forward, my dear son, and appease the Lord. You can do, because for you, He has appeared in this fearful creature. Your father offended Him in so many ways by teasing you, by punishing you, by putting you into difficulty. That's why He has appeared, and in very angry. So, you can appease Him, we cannot, it is not possible. Pallada Rishayama. Brahma Avasthita Antite. So, Pallada Maharaj, being very exalted devotee, he could appease the Lord. Bhakta. By bhakti, you can control the Supreme Lord. That is the only way. Bhaktyama vabhijanati, the understanding is also through bhakti. And through bhakti, you can control God. Vedesu durlava, adurlava atma-bhakto. You cannot understand God by studying Veda. Vedesu durlava, adurlava atma-bhakto. But for His devotees, it is very, very easily available. Therefore, bhakti is the only source. Bhakta amekaya grahyam. Only through bhakti you can approach, you can talk with God on equal level, just like friends. The cowherd boys, they were treating Krishna on the same status. Krishna is like us, but they love Krishna very, very intensely. That is their qualification. Therefore, Krishna sometimes agrees to take the cowherd boys on his shoulder. Krishna wants that my bhakta, be my bhakta, and control me. Everyone who worships me with awe and veneration, I want somebody should come forward and control me. That he wants. Therefore, he has accepted Mother Yashoda to control him. How? God can be controlled. Ishvara Paramatma, he is the supreme controller. Who can control him? It's not possible. But he agrees to be controlled by pure devotion. He agrees. Yes, Mother, you control me. You bind me. You show me your state so that I may be afraid. So everything is there. Don't think that God is zero. No. Sunnamāda. And everything. Janmāda sadhata. Athāta brahma jijñāsa. You are inquiring about Brahma. Param brahma, param dhāma, pavitram, param bhava. So, there must be anger. Not where God should be always peaceful. But the difference is his anger and his peaceful attitude produces the same result. Lal Maharaj, a devotee, is very satisfied with Lal Maharaj and he is very much dissatisfied with father, but the result is the same. Both of them got liberation. Although a devotee becomes associate, whereas the demon who is killed by God, he does not become an associate, he is not qualified, but he enters into the spiritual kingdom. He gets liberation from this material bondage. So, why a devotee should take the same position? Māmeti, tato māṁ tatato gyāstya viṣati tad anantara. The viṣati enters in the spiritual kingdom, everyone who is liberated, he is entered. Brahma-bhūta-prasanna-ātmā, naso-cati-nakāntati, samasya-dvesu-bhūteshu, madhvastri-lava. But those who are devotees, they are allowed to enter into the planet, Vaikuntha planet, or Golok Vrindavan planet. In this way, one gets his original position. But if we do not take to bhakti, then we may enter into the Brahma effulgence, but there is chance of falling down. Arucha kritchena parana padama tapa patanti adha anadita smadham. So, those who are impersonalists, they may enter into the spiritual kingdom, that is called Parampadam, Padam padam jada vipadam nasi. But there is also chance of padam. Arjuna Krishna, after severe austerities and penances, one can enter into the Brahma effulgence. But unless one gets information of the parampadam, samasita di padapallavam pravam, there is chance of falling down. In the material world there is bhutta bhutta praliyate, but in spiritual also, if you enter into the spiritual kingdom, from there also, even sometimes it so happens, of course, that is by God's desire, that is like joy vijay. They were personal assistants, but the explanation is, Krishna wanted that should go, they should go, the Hiranyakashipu, these two, joy vijay, they should go to the material world, and I must fight with them. Because that fighting, to become angry, that tendency is there, where he will exhibit. In the Vaikuntha, there is no chance of exhibiting this anger and fighting. That is not possible. Therefore, he induces his devotee to go to the material world and become my enemy, and I shall fight. I shall become angry. Because in the Vaikuntha, spiritual kingdom, there is no chance. Everyone is serving. Everyone is friendly. Some relations, where it is question of fighting. But fighting spirit is there. Anger is there. Where he shall exhibit? Therefore, Krishna incarnates, he becomes angry, and a devotee becomes enemy, and this is Krishna Leela. Nitya Leela, it is going on. Thank you very much.